Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cleveland born and raised. Went to Mount Union, of course. Former NFL wide receiver Cecil Shorts. Cecil, man, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, fellas. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Good to have you with us. And an exciting time for the Browns here, Cecil. And I know you're interested in... I know you know the new Browns offensive coordinator, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the season the Browns had, the fact that it looks like they finally have a quarterback, this is the first exciting time for Browns football in a long time, you know?
It is, man. It's weird because 7 wins, I don't know when the last time I've seen the Browns have 7 wins. It's been a while. So just to be finishing the year on a good note, you know what I mean? The way they played for Kitchens and Greg Williams, it seemed like it was motivated football. And the way you see Baker out there running the show, man, he was incredible the last 7-8 games that he was out there. So it's an exciting time.
There's no question. And Cecil, you are a Browns fan. There's no doubt about that. You've relayed that to us on the air and on social media. You know, seeing Baker Mayfield, what he did this season, you know, how much faith does that give you in the future of the Browns? Seeing just the short sample size, small sample size this season with Baker, how much faith and hope do you have in the Browns going forward that he's the franchise quarterback?
It's everything. He's the guy. And Baker, we trust moving forward. You know what I mean? We've been looking for that guy as a Browns fan for the last 20-something years, whatever it is, since the Browns came back, basically, to Cleveland after they left for Baltimore. So to have a guy like him, his ability to not only his on-field presence, but his attitude that he has in the locker room, you need that to change the culture. You need guys to rally behind him. And I think he's the guy that can lead us to the promised land.
You know, it's a great point, Cecil. And we're talking with Cecil Shorts, Cleveland's own. And, you know, you talk about the attitude. That's what's been missing from this franchise. The GM has it with John Dorsey. It seems like the new head coach has it with Freddie Kitchens and certainly the quarterback as well. Does it feel to you like those three guys are kind of cut from the same cloth?
Absolutely. And I think that's what they were looking for when they went to find a head coach. So you brought John Dorsey in, who did an incredible job putting the Kansas City Chiefs together. As you can see that now, he's the reason they had a lot of those guys over there through the draft and free agency. And then you bring his attitude over, and he kind of set the culture of what's going on, and he finally gets to bring his guys in. So I think it's really important that he found a fit for himself, but most importantly, Baker. You know what I mean? I think Baker Mayfield was the reason that Kitchens is the guy there, because they have the same attitude. They have the same mindset. They get along, and that's something that's big when you want to when you have a franchise quarterback. I mean, if you look at Green Bay and the Packers, the last couple of years, it's been some drama between the head coach and Aaron Rodgers, and when that happens, it's not going to really work out as it hasn't been for Green Bay. So for us to all be on the same page, for all of them to have the same attitude, the same mindset, it's a good thing moving forward.
We're talking with former NFL wide receiver Cecil Shorts. When you see Baker's leadership, his swagger, as a former wide receiver, is that a type of guy that you would kill, die to be in the huddle with a guy like that as your quarterback?
Oh, heck yeah. He gives me hope. He gives me life. He's exciting to play with. And I understand, like, we got a chance to win every time we step on the field. And with what he does, he spreads the ball around. So now if I'm on the field, you know, I can expect the ball and be ready to make plays. And it's just a fun thing to be around.
We're talking with Cecil Shorts. Cecil, your last year in the NFL, 2016, you played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The offensive coordinator and wide receiver coach that year was Todd Monken, who is now the offensive coordinator of the Browns. Give us what it was like working with him and what you think he's going to do here in Cleveland.
Well, number one, he's a lot of fun. He's one of my guys, man. That was a year I had my major knee injury, and he is a guy that builds relationships with his players. So our receiver room was tight. I came in right when the first game started, and we grew a relationship, and when I got injured, he was calling me, he was texting me, he was checking up on me, he was FaceTiming when I was in the hospital with all the guys. He's a genuine person. I think when you have a genuine guy that cares and builds relationships with guys, then you'll get the best out of your players. So I think that's one. Two, he's just an aggressive guy. He's going to keep it 100 with you. He's going to be very honest with you. And he's the type of guy that is going to throw the ball down the field, and he fits what Baker does. He's from a college system, an air raid type system, so he fits what Baker does. I keep saying Baker because everything's surrounded with him being the franchise, but he fits what they're doing there. So I think it's going to be a really good opportunity for him.
I think the dynamic will be, though, with him not calling the plays. It'll be Freddie Kitchens' offense.
Yeah.
He has to learn a new offense, and then he has to work with Freddie to implement the system and really allow Baker to thrive.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, but that's what you're going into. So he knows what he's getting into. You know what I mean? You're a professional. You understand what's going on. But like I said, he'll build a relationship with Baker that I promise they'll get along from jump. He's the type of guy that loves this game of football. He loves learning. He's been around it forever, and he just understands the game and understands players and how to build relationships. So once that happens, you'll see a flourish from Baker and those guys there.
Cecil, the other day we were talking about, you know, who's the best wide receiver in football. Obviously, former Buckeye Michael Thomas had another great game for the Saints. DeAndre Hopkins, who's, you know, absolutely fantastic, never seems to drop a ball. You know, Antonio Brown's getting up there, but obviously he's still great. Julio Jones, who do you think is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now?
Right now, DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Maybe because I watched him firsthand for 16 games, but what he's able to do – well, first of all, he didn't drop a ball all year.
Yeah, it's nuts.
115 catches and zero drops. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But what he's able to do is not only – because he's not the fastest guy, but he's very physical at the line of scrimmage. He's a bigger guy. He runs good routes for his size. But you can have good coverage on him. You can lock him up, per se, and he'll still make the catch. That's, to me, what separates him from everybody else. You can have perfect coverage. You can be on top of him. He's running a go route, but you can run a curl. You can have him fully covered. But when that ball is in the air, he's going to come down with it 90% of the time.
Right.
And what he's able to do, not only this year, but previous years with subpar quarterbacks, is outstanding. He had Brock Osweiler. He had and Brian Hoyer is my guy, so I don't want to put Brian in that thing. He's a Cleveland guy. That's my guy. He had Ryan Mallett. He had, you know, T.J. Yates, a lot of average quarterbacks, and he's still putting up crazy numbers year after year after year. So for me, it's definitely DeAndre Hopkins. But, I mean, you can mention Odell, Julio, A.B., even though he's getting older, and he might be gone. But you can mention a lot of guys. But to me, this year, 2018, it was DeAndre Hopkins.
Hey, you mentioned AB, and that situation there in Pittsburgh was a disaster. Week 17, you know, he misses practice, doesn't play in the game, and really hurt his teammates, I believe. I think it maybe fractured his relationship with his teammates beyond repair. What do you do if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and if you were his teammate, how would you have responded?
You know what? I think it's over for the Steelers. I honestly think it's over. They lost. They're probably the best running back in the game. They lost. They probably could lose the best receiver. You can argue he's the best receiver in the game. Mm-hmm. And you just lost your offensive line coach to Denver, I believe. It's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't see. Yeah. And one thing that caught my eye early with the Le'Veon Bell situation was guys started to speak out against him in the public.
Yep.
And when that happens, because most teams, things, you might not agree with something, but you don't speak out about it in public. It stays with the team. What happens in-house stays in-house. When they start putting it out of house, that's when I start worrying about the Steelers. So it was a lot going on. And you can hear a lot of different reports about how Antonio has changed over the years since he's been paid. He's more of a diva receiver now. I would have been upset because we needed to win not only – the Browns needed to win for us, but we needed to win too. So it was a must-win game. And we have one of our best players, one of the best players in the league, not on the field because of his choices. He decided not to show up to practice. He decided to not do whatever the case may be. And when you're a professional and the leader of one of the leaders of the team – you got to be, no matter what's going on, you have to be there. You have to. Right. We have to be able to trust you. And to me, if I was a teammate, I would have been upset because I feel like it's more me than we, if that makes sense. It's all about
Absolutely.
Him. It's all about him. If you look at earlier in the season, and I'm an Antonio Brown fan, look at earlier in the season when he wasn't getting a lot of passes, he was frustrated. He was throwing water coolers down, but they were winning. And then when they were having a little small losing streak, and he was getting all of his passes. I'm sorry for my babies in the background.
It's all good. It's part of life.
How many you got now? You got 10 kids like Philip Rivers? What's going on here?
Seven. We're not trying to catch up with him.
Well, you're damn close.
We'll let him win. but real quick, you know, it's all about him all year long. So when he's getting targets, he's fine. He doesn't care if they win or lose. If he's not getting targets, not getting the ball, he's throwing hissy fits on the sideline. He's throwing water coolers down. He's making this big show. And I think, honestly, he had a problem with Juju Smith-Schuster having a great year this year.
Yeah.
He wanted him to be good, but he didn't want him to be better than him. And when that comes to the, when it comes to more, if it's more me than we, it's time to let go. You're losing the culture. Mike Tomlin got to make some moves.
Cecil Shorts, Cleveland Zone, Collinwood High School, Mount Union, of course, proud D3 alum. I love that. Speaking of wide receivers, I want to talk about some of the Browns wide receivers. Obviously, while Jarvis Landry is not in the class of the elite that we've talked about, he's still a top, you know, 20 or 15 wide receiver. And some of the, you know, young guys like Higgins and Rashad Perriman, who had been a first-round pick, hadn't done much, played well this past season. What do you think of the Browns' wide receiving core, and do you think they need to add a starting wide receiver?
You know what? I like what I've seen from Callaway. He was inconsistent. He did a lot of rookie things this year. Forgetting the plays, kind of throwing his hands up like, hey, what's going on? But he showed flashes. And you definitely can see the potential in him, especially going deep down the field. I love what I've seen from Higgins. And then you bring Bashard in, who made some plays when he came in. So I think you have your core guys, honestly.
Okay.
I think maybe in the draft, depending on what you feel like the best needs are, third or fourth round, maybe picking up one more or see what you get in free agency. But I think you have your core guys. Now it's just about getting better. So now you have your quarterback. You have your core three or four receivers. Now let's work in the offseason. Let's get this timing down. Let's really work on our fundamentals. Let's really work on our technique of routes, getting off the press, making sure we're on the same page with hand signals and the whole nine. And I think you can just move forward with those guys. But I think those guys are special, man. I think Callaway shows – flashes of greatness. Now, he did a lot of dumb stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Watching the game, you just see little stuff like, okay, that's a rookie mistake. That's, you know, fourth round, immature type of mistake. But he has the potential to be very, very good. And you need a deep threat guy to match up with Jarvis, because Jarvis is not your deep threat guy. He's an awesome receiver, tough guy, can make crazy catches over the middle, underneath, good run after catch. But you need a guy that can take the top off. And if Callaway can be that guy, I think they'll be good to go.
We're talking with Cecil Shorts, former wide receiver, former Mount Union Purple Raider. Always proud of that here in Northeast Ohio. Hey, Cecil, the games this weekend are going to be tremendous. The conference championship games. You got the Rams and the Saints, and then, of course, the Chiefs and the Patriots. Who you like this weekend?
This is tough because I went against the Tom Brady and them last week, and they proved me all the way wrong. I just knew the Chargers were going to win. It made me look silly.
I look silly, too. I picked the Chargers. I said the Chargers are going to win by, like, two touchdowns.
Dustin said they were the lock of the week.
Lock of the week.
Lock of the year, I think you said.
I don't know if lock of the year. But lock of the
year.
Week.
Wow.
I don't know if it was lock
that.
Of the year, Adam. It was lock of the week. Maybe it was lock of the year. I don't know.
It's tough. But I just don't see them win. I think the way Pat Mahomes – well, last week surprised me how good the Chiefs defense played, right? I didn't expect that defense to play that well. And they played well. So I'm going with the Chiefs this week. I think Pat Mahomes would be too much. I think the weapons they have and the way the Patriots defense is set up. Now, you can never go against Bill Belichick. I'm sure they'll find a way to try to confuse Pat Mahomes. I think that's the only way you can beat him, if you confuse Pat Mahomes. The way you get to a quarterback is not hitting him, it's confusing him. So if you can confuse Pat somehow to get him to throw you a few interceptions, which I don't know if he had a double-digit interception. I'm sorry, not double-digit, but if he had a two-interception game all year. But if you can confuse him and throw you give you some turnovers, then you got a chance to win. But I just don't see that happening with Pat Mahomes. He is an MVP-caliber guy, probably the MVP of the league, and he's playing outstanding.
What about in the NFC? You got, again, the old quarterback versus the young quarterback in Breeze against Goff.
Again, the Rams defense stopped the run last week, and I did not expect that. I picked the Cowboys to win because I feel like the Rams couldn't stop the run and Big Zeke, so... You know what? It's interesting because with C.J. Anderson, his emergence, Todd Gurley, healthy, is taking pressure off of Goff. So we'll see how that goes. I'm still going to lean on Drew Brees. I think those guys are playing at a high level. And they got a lot of Cleveland, Ohio State guys on that team, so I want the Saints to win.
It's true. Cecil, great to chat with you as always, my friend. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.